你轮转天气风湿骨痛好辛苦啊。
奶奶，我啱啱买咗一个最新科技嘅太空小灵晶，可以迅速舒缓任何痛症噶，咁就唔怕风湿骨痛啦。
哇，咁好噶，咁啊买多个分享下俾阿姨婆啦。
太空小灵晶可以喺六创意健康店买到。电话2882-4848，网址是www.healthshop.com.hk。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
Now we've been hearing about Janet's experience, how she was appointed.A prophet through suffering, and she went through her cancer ordeal, and now she's traveling around the world to spread the good news. And well, we are so fortunate to have her with us in Hong Kong this week. And so, why don't you share with us what you know about?The raw movement worldwide in recent years. You've just been back from the Fruit Woodstock Festival. And how was it?
yes. So we've just come to Hong Kong directly from the Woodstock Fruit Festival in New York State in the USA. And that's been going for 7 years now. We were there for the first one in 2011.Where it was founded by a couple who were fruitarian at the time and wanting to meet more families, and they have, you know, they've got children and they wanted to meet more people with like-minded people. So they decided to put it out there and let's all gather together in one place. And this has been, it has grown from that first year. I think we had about 170 people there. So it's a festival, it's a week-long festival where people... come together, eat a lot of really good fruits and some vegetables, all in their natural state, and just, you know, spend time together. We have several different speakers there, us included, so people can come and learn as well as enjoy each other's company. So the first year in 2011, there was about 170 people there, attendees. This year, 2017...there was over 600 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's just been growing and growing, which is absolutely fantastic. And during that process, of course, other people have come, you know, come to the festival to help share their information. So there's a group of presenters that are always there, but there's also new ones always coming up, different people that have had... different experiences and sharing their information. When we first went raw, which was 2001, there were very few people knew about it. It was just starting to become a popular dietary movement in the United States, and it was at that time called the fastest growing dietary movement worldwide. And it just hasn't looked back. So this is raw vegan we're talking about. But at the same time, vegan, people going vegan is even bigger because of three different reasons. One is for health. The second is for the environment. So people that are thinking about a more sustainable future and things that we can do to help the planet survive. And third, ethical reasons for the animals. So...when you get groups of from three different areas coming together as one, that has made vegan the fastest growing movement worldwide, dietary movement. Not only dietary, but also lifestyle. So it's increased exponentially over the last 10 years, especially. And raw is just, you know, the next step up.
Well, statistically, I understand that...the vegan population grew from 2% to 5% in 3 years.
Yes, that's correct. And we're talking, the percent we're talking about is people in the world. So it's like, this is worldwide. It's happening. It's not just in places like the States or Europe. This is happening everywhere. And I think what's helping for people to become more and more aware is two things. One is that people are getting sicker, and they're getting sick of being sick and realizing that, you know, there's got to be something better, that there should be something. So they start researching and looking to see what they can do for themselves, which is basically what we've been talking about. And what's come on the back of that is the technology has given us the internet. And from there, it's grown over the last 10 years where you can pretty much find out anything on there now. When I was first diagnosed, there was no social networks. There were virtually little, very, very little information that you could find that wasn't biased towards the allopathic and pharmaceutical and sickness industry. Nowadays, there's a huge amount of information. So when people are starting to think, why am I sick all the time? Why is my mom, you know, getting cancer or all these different, they actually are starting to ask questions. Whereas before, even 10 years ago, we were like sheep, just following along and going along with what we'd been brainwashed to believe for so many years, and not questioning. Whereas now people are questioning immediately, you know, what can we do to make things better? And with the vegan movement and the raw vegan movement, that's, you know, as good as we know about yet. So I think that's why people are really starting to, you know, jump on it. And the movement is getting so much bigger because more and more people are thinking that the situation that we as a species are in, it is not good right now. And it's getting worse unless we start to make changes. And it's very simple, really, when you think about it. If we can make the changes that will make a difference, then why wouldn't we? And so people that don't even know what they don't know yet are starting to think that way. So I think it's fantastic to see, especially over the last 10 years, the huge increase in people thinking more consciously. And hopefully it will increase faster than people are getting sicker, because obviously we were talking before about the, you know, 1 in 9 to 1 in 2 people being diagnosed with cancer happening over the last 10 years. Then hopefully we can increase the amount of conscious thinking to cover that and turn that around and make a difference. And there are more and more people leading, bringing out more information, sharing their own experiences. I mean, just on social networks alone, anybody that has had some kind of change in their lifestyle towards a more positive and conscious way are out there blogging or vlogging, telling everybody about their experience. And that's fantastic, because the more we hear, the more we're going to think and question and start looking towards, well, how can that make a difference for me? So I think it's really, really hopeful. In the beginning, we were wondering if we would, when we were in, when we started our wellness center in Canada, and there were so many people coming and wanting to know more, I just couldn't handle the amount of people that were coming to us, and nobody else was doing it. So sometimes I felt like I can never, you know, share enough. I can't get to enough people. And after 6 years of being overloaded with just so many people I couldn't reach, that was when we basically came up with an idea to reach more people.
If you manage to fight on over there, you'll be in serious trouble, because the pharmaceutical industry won't, allow you to carry on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. We had to be very careful in the ways that we were doing things. Like, for instance, I started up a cancer cure program. Mm. And I was immediately told that I cannot use those two words together unless I was qualified to do so. In other words, what they meant was, if I was a doctor, an allopathic doctor, then I could talk about cancer cure. But because I wasn't, I couldn't call my lifestyle programs cancer cure. So I had actually had a sign up on the building, the wellness center, and so I just put a little stroke above the U and changed it to cancer care. But it's the same program, folks. And then, you know, the moment that I was told that I was not qualified to talk about curing cancer, I decided that that was when I decided I needed to write a book to actually reach more people, you know, specifically on the cancer situation. But I also realized that I was probably more qualified than any doctor that I knew.
Sure.
Because after all, I'd done it. So then, you know, with Alan and I, we realized that the way to reach more people was to show by example what you can do on a raw vegan conscious lifestyle, what's possible. And we don't even know what's possible yet, but we've certainly found out that from what we've experienced that pretty much anything you choose to do is possible. And then so when we moved from Canada to Australia, which was 8 years ago now, we decided that we should do something at that point. At that point, it was 10 years after my diagnosis that I was told that I would only have 6 months to live. So we decided to do something really big and sort of something that people couldn't conceive of, something that would be, you know, beyond their being able to figure out how is that possible. And so we came up with the idea of running around Australia. And that would mean, I mean, it was 16,000 kilometres. And to do that meant that we basically had to run every day, a marathon distance every day, for a year. And it, obviously that had never been done before, certainly not by a couple of grannies in their 60s. Certainly not by a couple together, male and female, on a raw vegan diet. So, yeah, that was the short form of that announcement. That's what we did in 2013, which obviously set quite a few world records, but also it set a precedent for people asking how is that possible and wanting to know, you know, okay, whatever it was that you did to make that possible, I want to do it too. And we've just been approached by so many people. So after we actually finished that run, after a year of running, we were approached by a filmmaker, and he said, oh well, you know, this is a story that needs to get out on film cinematically, so that the rest of the world can hear about it. And because it's a personal story, because it's not a film that is telling people what you should do, it's not in that form of educational documentary. It's a personal story that people can relate to, and it's real people in this film, the actual people, myself and Alan, who actually did achieve this. And it goes right back to the cancer story and how we grew from that into being able to achieve physically a world record, but also mentally and spiritually something that others, you know, would not think was achievable. I mean, basically this film, which we've just released, is it redefines what you think is possible. And when you see it in that form, I think it's going to be a huge way of helping people, inspiring people, and motivating people to look at their own lives and look at what they can do to make a difference. So the name of the documentary is RAW, R-A-W, the documentary, and we are going to be screening the premiere in Hong Kong this Monday at the Hong Kong RAW Festival.
Wow, wonderful. And we are so happy to have people like Jeanette, who brings hope to the world around us. And as they say, at the end, towards the end of that documentary, well, you've done a good job in changing our mindset. Well, we'll hear from you again many times to come, and we are grateful that you care to spend your time and energy with us. Goodbye for the time being, but we'll be back.
Thank you, Simon, and it's been my pleasure to be here with you, and especially to be able to share my experiences with everybody in Hong Kong. And like I said yesterday when we arrived, it feels like coming home.
Thank you, Jeanette.